We've got speed jokes, and they are sponsored by Team Huckberg. Thank you, Team Huckberg. And thank you to those of you that sent in jokes. Mike in Hammond, Indiana. Frank in DeForest, Wisconsin. Jeannie in Michigan. Mike Braden. Kent in Piatone, and my friend Sue Cox. Hi, Sue. Southside Steve sent us a joke, and Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana, and Jim Griffin in New Lenox, Kathy Fusting, and John in LaSalle. Thank you for the joke. I ran it by the Speed Joke Submission Committee, and member Steve Alexander said, good God, no. So,
well,
no.
It wasn't a speed joke here.
It was. I thought if I edited that but kept the punchline, we'd have something there. Lou Manfredini also said, don't say that on the radio. So the committee has given it a thumbs down, though some of the members laughed. Christine and Carrie, thank you. She wrote, hey, John, today is my birthday, but I won't even ask you for the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. It will be good enough if you just read my joke on the air. What did one candle say to the other candle? These birthdays really burn me up. There you go. Thank you, Christine. I took a course in Mandarin, but I'm still unable to talk to oranges. Complete ripoff. I hope you like that joke. I told it to John McEnroe, and he said, you cannot be citrus. I guess it didn't appeal to him. Aren't you glad this joke is about over? The difference between me being on a diet and not being on a diet is that when I'm on a diet, I say I accidentally ate nachos. That's the difference.
Hey, John, yesterday I tried Wookiee meat.
How was it, Dave?
Chewy.
I recently bought a toilet brush. Long story short, I'm going to go back to toilet paper. I did a little mechanics work yesterday.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Put a rear end in a recliner. I was watching a travel show for like 10 minutes, and the lady is listing all these really great things to do, and then I realized it was a religious show, and those were sins. By the way, America, Santa's been reading all of your texts all year, and many of you are going to be getting science textbooks for Christmas. Yesterday, we had What's a Zombie's Favorite Cereal, and I said the answer was Rice Creepies, but many of you sent this in. Hey, John, what's a zombie's favorite breakfast cereal? Brain Flakes.
Yeah.
What's a zombie's favorite cereal? Raisin Brain. All Brain. Raisin Nut Brain. Corn Flakes with a side of brains.
What about Count Chocula?
Count Chocula would be thematic.
True.
What do vegetarian zombies eat? Hey, Vicky, what do vegetarian zombies eat?
You're asking the wrong person.
Dave?
I see it, so I'm recusing myself.
Steve Alexander?
I don't know.
Newsroom?
Nope.
They eat grains.
What?
Grains. Impersonation of a zombie who's a vegetarian.
We need to get in that mindset for the next 30 days.
I know we're going to be getting a lot of these. Hey, John Williams, what's a zombie's favorite cereal? I don't know, but it's not life.